By God, that's Craig Heist music talking about the Nationals. That's right.
Heist star?
You got that right.
Back on the Grant and Danny radio program. You know, he had held out. That? He was like a training camp holdout. He said he would never do our show again. He was at odds with Danny. They were feuding, but he is back today and better than ever. Star, I guess you and Danny worked out.
We patched it up, right, buddy?
Absolutely.
We saw each other in the press box, and I was like, you having some ice cream? He said, yeah. And then we went ahead and, you know, they patched it all up. Heisty, Dylan Cruz, I think he got one hit on the road trip, one more than me. I think it was 1 for 21. So I guess so much for that hot streak kind of being over. Looks lost in between.
Well, yeah, it's ups and downs with him, Danny. No question about it. But the one thing I don't think that he does is take his offensive problems out into the field. And that's a good thing. I mean, you know, Davey's always expressed a lot of confidence in him. I think they still do. And I think it's just a matter of time. And the other thing is, you talk to people that watch him from other teams and people who cover the game from other teams, and they just say how much they like him. So I guess it's the growing pains at this point, and you just have to wait and see whether or not it comes to fruition.
The man they call Mr. Exit Velocity, Craig Heist, joining us on the Beltway Blitz here on Grant and Danny.
Well, you know, Toby taught me all about that.
Yeah, Exit Velocity. I heard
Exit Velocity.
You've been evangelizing Exit Velocity all over the press box lately. You're hosting a seminar.
How you doing?
I heard you're going to be doing a big Exit Velocity TED Talk over at the.
I'm having a seminar, Grant.
Yeah.
Next week.
War points, barrel percentage, and exit velocity. Right. A talk with Craig Heist.
Yeah. I'm trying to determine what the difference is if the exit velocity is say 110 to 115, and whether the ball goes out of the ballpark or whether it's hit right at a defender. Exactly. What's the difference?
The angle that it left. That's not important.
Okay. There you go.
Star. How about Jake Irvin, tonight's starter, taking on the Guardians in game one? He's been up and down a little bit, but coming off of his worst start in terms of runs given up, he's their number two starter. They need more out of him. What have you seen from Jake? His velocity's down 2 miles an hour this year.
A little bit of inconsistency, no question about it. But I think he is capable of doing what Mitchell Parker and Mackenzie Gore do on a fairly consistent basis, and that's get your team into the fifth, if not beyond. In fact, the three of them combined are 10th in the National League in total amount of innings pitched. So, I mean, you just can't argue with what the starters have done to this point. It's a matter of whether or not, you know, if they have the lead and it's over this, past the sixth inning, whether or not the bullpen can hold it. And for the most part here lately, it's not been bad with the bullpen. But, again, it's a work in progress. You know, they're three games under 500. You got the Guardians coming in, and they're second in their division in the American League right now, game and a half behind the Tigers. So we'll just wait and see. But there's a lot of baseball to be played yet.
Heisty, thank you as always, buddy.
All right, guys.
Talk soon, my friend.
Craig Heist on the Nats is part of our Beltway Blitz.